Carl, that don't make you feel like being in the swamps at 1 in the morning. You know, I met Jerry Reed when I was 14 years old, saw him live, and he was my biggest influence at that moment. I listened to Doc Watson and Mother Maybelle Carter, and actually the first entertainer I met was Merle Travis, and I'll play you something as a tribute to him in a little bit. But meeting Jerry Reed live and in living color, and man, and with a plan, reason for every season, and watch him stand on stage and play that guitar and not make any mistakes, that was kind of a high water mark that I don't know too many people can make, except for maybe Chet Atkins or a couple of people, Tony Rice possibly. But I grew up in a household where my dad and mom were big traditional country and bluegrass fans. And so as I growing up, I listened to Monroe and Flat Scruggs and Jimmy Martin and the Carter family and the Delmore Brothers and Blue Sky Boys and Marty Robbins and Jim Reeves. And so had a lot of great music either on the stereo in front of me or my dad and my uncle would play at the house. And they'd sing a lot of things like the Lewin Brothers and Delmore Brothers. So it was a great upbringing. My dad was a naval officer. Well, actually not an officer. He was just a swabby in the Navy in World War II in the South Pacific. He grew up in a coal mining family. And once he went to the service and survived and came home, I think he realized that being a coal miner was not everything there was in life. There was other things. And having his children and making it a better life for them, which is what the coal miners did when they started the coal mines. They invested their hearts and their lives and their sweat and their blood and tried to make a living for the families. And mom and dad moved up to Toledo, Ohio in the late 40s, like a lot of folks did, and it took a lot of courage. And I know because my wife and I moved to Nashville in 88, and that took some courage, but nothing like what they did. And so my buddy Steve Hilton and I are songwriter buddies. We both come from coal mining families, and so some of the stories about coal mining are hidden stories. They don't brag about it. They don't complain about it. They just go to work, and they get on their knees, and they say thanks, and they try to make a living and try to be honest people. And so my buddy Steve and I thought, what if we go down there and interview these folks and find out what it is they really feel about it? They probably wouldn't tell you anyway. So we came up with this song, and it was actually my only song to ever be on the bluegrass charts, thanks to the listeners and the radio folks. It was on the bluegrass charts for 7 months, and I appreciate that. It's a song that probably, if some of you have coal miners in your family, you can probably relate to some of this. And if not, hopefully you can enjoy it as well. This is called Stephen's Deep Coal Mines. Fictitious name, by the way.